Hello and welcome to Let's Get Candid, a podcast with Amref Medical Center, where we talk about all matters sexual health. Today we talk about when pressure works against pleasure. This is to speak specifically to erectile dysfunction. Our special guest is Professor Joachim Osur, a renowned sexual health and reproductive expert and Vice Chancellor of Amref International University, who will be chatting with our very own Dr. Nyokabi Kibuka from the Amref Medical Clinic.
So on to our next topic of discussion, and it concerns erectile dysfunction, or when pressure works against pleasure. They call it performance anxiety. How does performance anxiety relate to erectile dysfunction? Are they one and the same, or is it that one leads to the other, or they're totally different?
Okay, so they are very different. Mm-hmm. When you talk of erectile dysfunction, it is loss of erection at the wrong time. Some people don't get erection at all. Others get erection, it goes before sex happens or during sex. Mm-hmm. So it leaves the sexual process incomplete. Mm-hmm. So that erection failure is what we call erectile dysfunction, and there are many causes. Mm-hmm. But performance anxiety is where during sex or the thought of sex or being intimate, mm-hmm, causes one to be anxious, and it can be severe anxiety, mm-hmm, to the extent that sometimes people avoid a sexual situation. There are people who will make sure their partner is asleep before they can go to bed, mm-hmm, because they are so anxious, mm-hmm, thinking about sex. Now, that happens mostly if one has had a bad sex experience, like they were trying to have sex, erection failed, mm-hmm, or if it's a lady, the sex was painful. So they are anxious, they don't want to have that experience again, because a bad sexual experience is psychologically traumatizing. So they become very anxious to go through that trauma of, mm-hmm, psychological trauma again. Mm-hmm. And so when they think of sex, going to happen, mm-hmm, they get anxious, mm-hmm, and they freak out. That is performance anxiety.
So unlike erectile dysfunction, performance anxiety affects both men and women.
Yeah, okay. And it affects people with various sex problems. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is morbid fear, okay, of a sexual situation.
So what are the common triggers of erectile dysfunction, and what is erectile dysfunction? You've told us the causes. You've also talked about what it is. What can we say are the triggers?
Yeah, so the failure to get erection that ends up in satisfactory sex. Mm-hmm. That's erectile dysfunction. Look at it in three ways. We talk of biopsychosocial, biological causes, mm-hmm, psychological causes, and social causes. Mm-hmm. If you think of biological causes, these are very common diseases, okay, that make people lose erection. Mm-hmm. They are mostly lifestyle diseases.
Mm-hmm. Like diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Hypertension, mm-hmm, high cholesterol, mm-hmm, hormone problems, mm-hmm, like low testosterone or high prolactin. All biological causes, mm-hmm, that make people lose erection, mm-hmm, are treatable, but they are very common. I know people, I have patients who are in their 90s and having sex.
Really?
At the same time, I have people in their 40s who are having problems. It's a matter of lifestyle, keeping fit, making sure your BMI is okay, mm-hmm, early diagnosis and treatment of hypertension, diabetes, mm-hmm, hormone problems, mm-hmm, high cholesterol, those things do matter. Now, the second one is the psychological, mm-hmm, causes, the stress. One of our studies showed that during COVID, a lot of men got ED.
Really?
Because of the stress, mm-hmm, and the change in social circumstances.
Yes.
Just life pressures, mm-hmm, the relationship issues that people have. So when you're distressed in the relationship, mm-hmm, emotionally distressed, then you get problems, erections fail. So that is also very important. And then the third one is the social. Well, they are kind of mixed social circumstances, mm-hmm, which again, the relationship plays a big role. Mm-hmm. Are you really in love with the person you want to have, mm-hmm, sex with? Are you understanding each other? Mm-hmm. Are you of the same vision?
Mm-hmm. What age bracket do we see this commonly in? Because I remember there was a time when I would see patients, and so many young men in their mid to late 20s, early 30s would walk in asking for stimulants.
The older people will most likely tend to get the biological causes.
Yes.
The younger people, more psychosocial, mm-hmm, the social pressures and all that. But also use of alcohol as a social issue and use, mm-hmm, of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on age, mm-hmm, like younger people, mm-hmm, it is biopsychosocial, mm-hmm, more or less psychosocial, mm-hmm, and use of drugs and alcohol and all that become a big problem.
So if your partner is having these problems, and let's not even call it erectile dysfunction, but even performance anxiety, how do you communicate this? How do you communicate with them to solve the problem?
You know, if you have a supportive partner, 50% of your disease is treated. Problems get compounded when your partner is complaining and not ready to understand and threatening. But if you have someone who says, looks like we have a problem, could it be we are not doing things the right way? What can I do to help? Do we need to see a professional? Then things work faster and better.
And for the men, how should they deal with it themselves?
Men find it, and I mean naturally, in our society it's very hard to go telling people, I don't have an erection. Erectile dysfunction is very common. It's the commonest sex problem among men. And at every given time, almost 20% of men are having erection issues.
That's a large number.
It's a large number. And for a man, self-confidence, sexual function and self-confidence and psychological stability, they are very related. You know, one thing that I wrote about at the beginning of this year, one way of just avoiding these problems, an annual sexual health check. Let your hormones be checked. Ask all the questions so that as you start the year, you know if there is a problem, you start solving it. Don't wait for the crisis to happen.
Yes.
Because if you don't do something to prevent, it will eventually come. We are talking about lifestyle diseases. We are talking about healthy relationships. Someone needs to be helping. You know, you need to work around it. So one good practice is, even if it is in February or in March, I always go for my annual sex health check, where I talk about my relationship, my sexual experiences in the ended year. We do the tests.
Yes.
We want to check your testosterone. We want to check your prolactin. We want to check the other things that make your sexuality
healthy.
Your sugar, you know. So create time and resources and do that as a couple.
And people think as annual sexual health check is just about sexually transmitted infections. People don't know there's a positive side to it.
Yeah.
To
build a positive sexuality.
Exactly.
A satisfying sexual experience.
I think we've even talked about this last question about treating erectile dysfunction and.
Yeah. So based on its cause, I think it's very important. Whenever erection fails, for us it's a signal that something is not right. It could be a medical problem, it could be a relationship problem, it could be a social issue. Go and find out why is it failing.
Yes.
And then have the right treatment. It is okay to use sexual stimulants, but they don't solve the cause of the problem.
Okay.
They will not treat your diabetes. They will not solve your relationship problem.
True.
They will not solve your social pressures. So those need to be resolved. Yeah.
This is something we're interested in as AMREF Medical Center, sexual health as it relates to mental health and how to help couples, partners have enjoyable sexual relations.
So, you know, I think it's very important that the center is doing this. It is so important that we see the value of sexual health as contributing to wellness, to overall well-being of a person.
Thank you, Professor, for your insights.
In our next episode, we will be discussing new word sex, what to know about preparing your body to prevent infections, vaginal tears, and the role of lubrication. See you then.